Hello and welcome to the England Wales Blind Golf Podcast. We're joined today by with Charles Hine, head of national tournaments at the PGA. Welcome, Charles.
Hi, John. Thanks for inviting me today.
You're very welcome. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about what you do as head of national tournaments at the PGA.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been at the PGA for 9 years now. Basically, was a administrator before working my way up to head of national tournaments. So I oversee the national tournament schedule for our PGA professionals and also the PGA Euro Pro Tour. I've also refereed at higher ranking events on the senior tour, European tour, and I'll be refereeing at various majors in 2019. So yeah, that's really a bit about myself.
So you must be really looking forward to this season then, especially on the tour.
Absolutely, yes. I'll be officiating at Augusta at the Masters and the US Open at Pebble Beach this year. This year's really got off to a flying start with the Rules of Golf. We've been educating our PGA professionals through webinars and rules seminars. So it's been a busy start of the year for us.
So Charles, we have you here today as sort of our resident rules expert. So in terms of not only yourself as sort of a head of tournaments, but also as a rules official, are there any that stick to mind to you as most important?
Yes, well, as we've seen, there's been a massive overhaul with the rules of golf. And certainly there's a few that sort of stick out in terms of, you know, they've been publicised at sort of the tour level and on TV. And one of them is really the sort of relief area and the dropping procedure involved with that. And that's rule 14.3. And the dropping procedure's just changed quite drastically from shoulder height to knee height. And I was up at the R&A recently, and we're talking about the rules of golf, and this one came up. And in the consultation period, the R&A initially were looking at dropping from, an inch above the ground. And the reason they didn't go with that is from an officiating point of view, if an official is quite far away and they see a player drop a ball from an inch, they can't see, you know, whether it's being dropped or whether it's actually being placed. They also looked at going from knee height to shoulder height and dropping from anywhere in between that. And really, they didn't go with that because there are instances where a player might want to drop a ball from shoulder height so that the ball rolls out of the relief area and then they get to re-drop. And if it rolls out of the relief area again, they then get to place. And they didn't want players, you know, taking advantage of dropping at shoulder height, you know, compared to sort of knee height. So we find it at knee height, and this is, they did quite a few tests, and this knee height, it was found that, you know, the ball isn't travelling at such a fast velocity as if it's dropped at shoulder height, and therefore, when the ball is dropped, it's less likely to roll out of the relief area, and as a consequence, there'll be less redrops, and a lot of these rules are designed to speed up the game of golf, and you know, that's, you know, ideally if there's going to be less redrops, then it is going to look to speed up the pace of play a little. I don't know if you saw Jordan, Ricky Fowler recently on the PGA Tour, when he hits a shot out of bounds, and he just instinctively went to, you know, drop from knee height and played the shot. And unfortunately, he was penalised for that. And it looks like that the players are slowly getting used to it. I think Henrik Stenson won the first tournaments of the new year. Again, he started to drop at shoulder height, and then one of his playing partners picked out to him that he needs to drop from knee height. So I don't know if you saw that that one, Jordan.
Yes, I did. I think a lot of people have definitely heard about, obviously, the Ricky Fowler incident. And I think it was also Rory McIlroy. Again, he dropped it from shoulder height, but realised his mistake obviously before taking the shot and was able to re-drop it. And I think that's obviously going to be a at least the next 6 months. There's going to be issues where everyone, club golfers, professionals, much the same, they've all dropped it from shoulder height in the past. And it's just a transition period, in my opinion. And I think it's something that will obviously become more natural as time goes on.
Absolutely. And yeah, you touched on that sort of transition period. And yeah, the players are certainly just getting used to the new rules of golf. I know they've been highly publicized out there, and the tours have been doing a lot of work with sort of seminars for the players to go over the rules.
That was Charles Hine, head of national tournaments for the PGA. We are also joined today by Anders Mankert. He's an advanced fellow of the PGA. He has won numerous coaching awards and is currently based at Leicester Golf Centre. Good afternoon, Anders.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
Do you want to just start off by telling us all a little bit about yourself and sort of your recent success?
My recent success. My name's Anders Mankert. I've opened a new golf centre called Leicester Golf Centre here in Leicester. We've built it from scratch, really. It's got a beautiful new driving range with top trace, which is brilliant for blind and visually impaired people and guides, because you can track the ball even if you're not sighted. You can get the feedback. It's brilliant, and you can play different golf courses. We're also opening a 9-hole pay and play golf course very, very soon, which I have made totally open and free to blind and visually impaired people to come and have a go, to try the range or the golf course. Hopefully we'll open at the end of April.
That's fantastic.
And I've had the pleasure of working with blind and visually impaired golfers for about 22, 23 years now.
So you're very experienced in coaching visually impaired. So are there any sort of swing tips that you would like to sort of share with the listeners that you've learned over the years?
Yeah, I think one that I think is very useful this time of year is with blind and VI golfers, the tempo and the rhythm is really critical to playing well. And, we all get a bit quick sometimes or try a bit too hard. And what we sometimes use is a metronome, a musical instrument that sets a tempo for music. And it's actually a really cheap but brilliant tool to use for getting your tempo and your rhythm back in a golf swing. So I really would recommend if anybody gets themselves a metronome and sets the tempo, it's brilliant for golf.
That's fantastic. I'm sure that will help out with a lot of our membership. Finally, just one thing from you. Who is your master's pick for next week?
My master's pick for next week. I think it's time that Ricky Fowler stood up and won himself a major. And I think he'll be inspired by last year's winner, Patrick Reed, winning his first major. And I fancy Ricky Fowler to do really well.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time today, Anders. And
my pleasure.
We'll hopefully have you on soon. Thank you, Anders and Charles, for joining us. If you have any questions regarding swing tips or the rules, please get in contact via Facebook, Instagram or Twitter at EW Blind Golf. Thank you for listening.